the media is the first to jump on you and talk about what you've done and present it in a light of guilt. If you know anything about the Bible, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. And people forget that so easily. Particularly, I think, around a subject such as alcohol. This is not to say that drinking and getting behind the wheel is right, but I challenge anyone who drinks, even if you have one drink and you leave a dinner or you leave a cocktail party or a reception, to go and then drive home, even one drink. The minimum requirement for a violation is 0.08. And I think a lot of people would be surprised how little it takes to be considered driving under the influence.
How has your understanding of addiction evolved?
It certainly evolved when I went to treatment. I had friends and family try to say, you know, you're drinking too much. 75% of people can drink normally, if you will. They can have a drink and they can order another one and not finish it and leave it and walk away. An alcoholic wouldn't dream of leaving a drink on the table because we don't have an off switch.
How have you been reacting to the negative response?
You know, I have tried to avoid it. I've read some, but I don't let it bother me because I lived in that space too long when I was on the air.
What space? What do you mean?
That space of letting what people say bother me. It's a lot to take in for anyone. I don't care what kind of ego or thick skin you have. It's a lot when it's all coming at you. So you've got to have a safe space or it'll get to you.
Are you glad you got caught?
I am, because I learned in the DUI crash, when I did crash into someone, that I could have been killed and I could have killed someone. I certainly am not ready to leave this world. And now that my eyes have been opened and I feel like I can help someone else by telling my story, I'm glad I can tell it on this side of a jail cell instead of the other.
Is that why you chose to go public?
I chose to go public for two reasons. One, to help someone else. And two, because it's what Christians do. I learned in my faith that God tests you and takes you through trials and lessons. And when you come out on the other side, you share that with others to show that God gives you grace and mercy and healing. And he's been there all the time with his love. And now you are an example of what he can do in your life.
Amanda Davis, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Thank you.